It was more home cooking for the North Bay Battalion Sunday as the troops took down their Central Division foes, the Niagara Ice Dogs 9-3. We were able to take care of business today, which is a good thing, head coach Ryan Olayan said. They're a dangerous hockey team, they have had our number a couple of times and they have some young, dangerous and good talent over there, so you always give them respect and you know what they're capable of. I think that second period, especially the first half, we were able to play to our game and keep their tired legs on the ice and fast transition I thought was key and led to making that spread. From there we ran the bench and took care of business. Niagara looked to threaten early as they were given a 4-minute power play, leading to a grade, a chance on Mike McKiver, but the rookie netminder for North Bay kept the game scoreless with an unbelievable sliding save. McKiver made at least two more highlight reel saves despite not being nearly as busy as his former teammate in the Niagara net. The troops then broke the ice at the 9:02 mark as Liram Amadovsky found Dallin Wakely, 33, in behind the Ice Dogs defense, and number 14 in green Dipsy doodled around old teammate Charlie Robertson for the first marker. Later in the period, on a power play of their own, Sandis Vilmanis, 29, fresh off signing a contract with the Florida Panthers, threw the puck towards the Niagara net looking for Wakely, but the puck bounced off an Ice Dogs defender and into the back of the net. That made the score 2-0 North Bay at the end of the period. He's a special player, Olayan said on Vilmanis. Obviously we knew getting him from Sarnia, watching him a lot and our due diligence, and we knew he was a good player and maybe he has exceeded our expectation a bit. He's a frontline, world junior, high-end world-class player. He's come with us and had a ton of confidence and seems to like killing penalties for us, which is new for him, but allows for extra ice time. He skates so well, big and strong, and what don't you like about a player like that? In the second, the troops upped the pressure even more as Ethan Procezin, 14, beat Robertson 6-15 in. Less than 3 minutes later, Andrew LeBlanc, 15, finished off a wrap-around, while minutes later Wakely, 34, one-timed his second home on the power play. On the same power play, as it was a double minor for high-sticking against the Ice Dogs, Owen Van Steensel, 33, made the score 6-0. However, Niagara attempted a comeback as within 57 the Ice Dogs scored twice. The first came on a cross-crease pass to Gavin Bryant, 17, who beat McKiver at the 16:43 mark. Ryan Rubrock, 24, the impressive rookie for the Ice Dogs, made the game 6-2 on a breakaway. With 29 seconds left in the frame, the battalion added again, this time Justin Ertel, 24, with the goal. In the third, it was more home cooking for North Bay as Jacob Therrien, 19, fired home a rebound chance to put himself on the board in his first game back after a 5-game suspension. Continuing with the goal scoring, Trevor McDowell, 1, found a loose puck just above the faceoff dots, slapping his first career OL goal over the glove of Robertson. He's quiet and steady, Olayan remarked on McDowell. I think he's the type of player that knows our systems, knows where to be, veteran guy, older player and big body. Nice to see him get his first there and the guys were pretty happy for him. Niagara had one last gasp as Ethan Zotta, 7, beat McKiver as a puck deflected off a battalion defender's stick right to the Niagara forward with 50 seconds left in the game. That goal pushed the final to 9-3 battalion. North Bay will look to enjoy a week at home as the team hosts the Windsor Spitfires Thursday night at Memorial Gardens. It's nice to get a Western Conference team earlier in the week because you can prepare for them a little bit more, Olayan stated on the Spitfires. We'll do that over the next couple of days and be ready for Thursday. Lots of tight hockey coming at us in the next couple of weeks, and that's what you want this time of year. You can catch the Frontline's North Bay Mitsubishi After Action Report live on Spreaker shortly after the final whistle of every battalion home game.